Uh-huh, I've heard the word, uh-huh.
Or knicker?
Knicker, knicker. Now that's the word we use. The horse is knickering, uh-huh.
And that would be...
He'd be hungry. He'd be hungry when he did that, uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh.
Some places they call a...
Whinny.
Some places it's whinny. Did you ride a horse?
Yes, when I was small.
Did you have regular apparatus?
Saddle, bridle, saddle wagon, stirrups.
Stirrups.
I love it.
Is that kind of usual for people to have, or did most kids?
Most kids had a horse. It was a horse that was used by the family, but the kids would ride it, usually a gentle horse.
You mentioned this conversation some time ago about a team. Now, is that a team of horses in the field?
A team of horses, or it could be a team of mules either.
Either one?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you ever say pair or mostly team?
Mostly team. Yeah, team, the word team was used more.
Did they use ox, oxen around?
Do you know, I remember seeing one yoke of oxen.
On the farm?
Yes, on farm. And on farm.
Farm?
But that's been many years.
I see. I wonder if they did use it in the woods, use them also in the woods.
They did, but I didn't ever remember seeing any. That, really, that was more before my time. That was just a little unusual.
When you, before the Model T, would you just go through the process of getting a wagon or a buggy ready? And how would they,
well,
do this technically?
We had a buggy and a horse. And let's see, what did they put the horse between the shafts? Is that right? Is it in shafts?
In some places it's called shafts.
It really was called shafts here. Two.
On either side?
Yeah, on either side, yes. And then we also had a wagon, but we used the buggy to go to church in and to go visiting. And the wagon was used on the farm.
And when the tape wasn't on, you talked about a single tree or single tree?
Yes, single. We called them single trees. There was two, you know. Of course, not to the buggy, because we only used one horse. But there was two on the wagon for each one, so, you know, on each side of the tongue, the wagon tongue. And we called them single trees. Now, I don't know what the proper pronunciation is.
Do you remember anything about the wagon wheel itself, the different parts?
Mm-hmm. It had the outside iron wheel, and then it had a piece of wood inside, and the spokes went down to the hub, and there was a hub about this big around, and I talked about it had two rings of iron around it, one on the outside and one on the inside of where the wheel, on the outside of the wheel, on the inside of the wheel, this ring of iron, and then,
that was what you used as a child?
Yes, that's what we played with. Also, there was a spoke that went through that greased these wagon wheels, it screwed off at the end of the axle, and they'd take the end off of it and grease it. And I remember how they had to grease the wagon so they could do certain things.
But you mentioned this wood, right under the iron tie.
I don't know what it was called.
There's feller somewhere?
A feller? I don't know.
Feller?
Don't know. Could be. I really don't know. And of course, we had the wagon seat, you know.
By the way, where did you get the stuff to lubricate the wheels?